Hello and welcome to another edition of the SGR Let's Get Drunk Before Noon podcast. Yeah. Let me just cheers.
Oh, you actually do have a beer. Wow.
I did that just for you. We're drinking before noon because fuck Google and everything else that's been going on.
Oh, it's been a, you know, my first day back in the office and Google has to fuck with everything that I need to work with. I think Google is drunk. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, you know, I actually had to, I rebuilt my machine with Windows 10 last week. So I actually jumped on last night and did a test thing just to get all the stupid shit that Google's like, hey, install this. Hey, install this. We need this. Give us access to this. Pee in this cup. Put your blood in this little droplet over here. Okay, you're good.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that.
Yeah, I can say that things are running a little bit cleaner since I did a, I always do a clean install of my OSs. So I had to do the whole upgrade, get my fucking key, and then wipe my machine. And anyway, but Windows 10 is going and it's running pretty well. I'm pretty happy about it. You know, there's another reason why everybody should be drinking while they listen to this podcast, because we are going to go down a rabbit hole so dark, so depressing. You're going to want to stab your eyes out, probably pull out your eardrums. Yes. Carrie, did you watch Mortal Kombat last night in preparation for this?
I did. It was my very first time to watch it. And apparently that was a good time to do it, because yesterday, August 18th, marked the exact 20th anniversary that the movie was released in theaters.
And we're talking the first one, the first movie, not the second horrible... yeah. So, Mortal Kombat. We're going to talk about video game movies, the awesome greatness that is every movie that has been inspired by a video game, and then the atrocious failures. I mean, there's only a couple atrocious failures, so let's face it. I mean, they do a great job at making video game movies. I should probably take another drink because I can't even say that.
Super Mario Brothers says hi.
Yeah, so does Street Fighter.
I never saw Street Fighter. Oh. I didn't see all of Mario Brothers either. Like, I didn't see it in the theater because it just looked bad. And it was like on HBO or something. I think I watched like 5 minutes and was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, it's rough. So, did you make it all the way through Mortal Kombat last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever, like, this is the reason I went to, like, 4 record stores trying to find the fucking soundtrack for this movie.
Okay, the soundtrack's pretty amazing. Oh, I will say, like, I didn't, because, you know, obviously I'd heard the theme music before because it was on radio a lot when I was high school, college. Yep. But I didn't realize that it kicked off into that immediately. Oh. So when the intro starts and that music comes, I turn to Sean. I was like, I feel like I need to have some glow bracelets and go into a roller rink and just sit there and just kind of do this.
Oh, I think this is also the same time that the slap bracelets were going out of style, because I had like 3 of those that you would just slap on your wrist and then they banned them because they were cutting people up. Oh, this is also the perfect. You know that the best thing about most of these video game movies is they all happen at about the same time, and CG was just starting to come about. And when you watch it, like when you first watched it when you were a kid, you're like, oh my god, this is awesome. Oh, the Goro, look at how awesome he looks. And now you watch it, you're like, oh.
Yeah. After it was over, I told Sean, like, well, that wasn't terrible. It was, I could tell that a fan was behind it, because it was very, there's so many things in there that they just put in kind of subtly. Like, it wasn't, you know, in your face, like, this is a Mortal Kombat movie. It was, there's a lot of subtle things that they just kind of like put in there that only fans would know. And so on that point, I liked it, but I told Sean that if I'd seen this 20 years ago, I probably would have thought this was the most awesome movie ever.
Oh, it was just the
clothes. Oh my gosh, seeing Liu Kang and Z Cavaricci's, I lost it. Like any of the mood they were trying to set, seeing Z Cavaricci's, like, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
So bad. But I mean, Goro probably would have looked amazing back then.
And, oh, he did.
But in some of those effects, like with Scorpion and with Sub-Zero and Raiden would have looked cool back then.
Well, I mean, we all have to remember that this was before high def TV. We were still on our 4x6 televisions, or 4x6, yes, whatever it is. 4x3, I think it's 3x4. Anyway, whatever. We were still lugging around our 85-pound CRT TVs. I think I watched this on a VHS, which to you youngsters is a tape. Please be kind, rewind.
It's a video cassette tape.
Oh, so I mean, back in the day, it was like awesome shit because you had, you know, TV scan lines and awesomeness that is VHS tapes kind of hiding just how bad the CG was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did rent it, and I rented it through Amazon, and I rented it SD because it's like, you want to rent through HD? I was like, fuck no. This game wasn't filmed in HD. I don't want this in HD. That's stupid.
Oh, they had it on Netflix for free.
I looked at Netflix and it wasn't on there. Hmm. God damn it. Must have.
It's on mine. Okay. Maybe they're region locked. Maybe they're like, Texas is too cool for us.
You know, Netflix has been really weird for me. Like, so I can get some things and not others. It's been a giant pain in the ass for me. But regardless. Oh, well, so right, I paid $2. It's really okay. It's not that big of a deal. Right.
I mean, that was the best $2 you've ever spent, admit it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, when Scorpion does this and that little snake thing comes out of it.
That was creepy as hell. Like, I was like, that's a weird way to show the harpoon. I wasn't prepared for how bloodless the movie was. Like, when they had Goro kill random black guy. And when it was how, because you know he had him in all four of his arms, and Shang Tsung said, "Finish him." I told Gabe, I was like, "Gabe, please leave the room, just go," because I was convinced he was just gonna like, you know, rip him in half, or rip his arms off or something, and like he wouldn't listen to me. I was like, "Gabe, please leave." Like I really thought this was gonna be bad, and then he just, you know, hit him on the side of the head and broke his neck, and I was like, "Oh, yep. Okay." And Gabe was like, What did he even do? I was like, okay, nothing. I was just really expecting something more awful.
Even that part where Sub-Zero's fighting random dude and throws the ice ball, and the guy turns into ice and then hits the ground and shatters, and you're just like, okay, that was pretty unepic.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that they killed so many core characters right off the bat. You know, like, because Shang Tsung tells, you know, Kano's like, you know, fight Sonya, but you can't hurt her yet. And so they get into a fight, and then she breaks his neck. I'm like, whoa, okay, that was quickly over. And then, you know, Scorpion attacked Johnny Cage in the woods, and then brought him to NetherRealm, and Scorpion was killed. It's like, Scorpion is now more dead than he already was. And then Sub-Zero gets killed. It's like, okay, first of all, you just killed like two of the most interesting characters in the entire thing. And because, you know, Shang Tsung brings them in, he's like, you know, these are bitter mortal enemies, but they're under my control. It's like, okay, so he's got them both under his control. I totally get that. But I was hoping that there'd be this epic fight between them because he would lift his control off of them so they would just go at each other. But I was told if I want to see that, that's in the second movie. And then everyone was like, no, please do not go watch the second movie. Because I was live tweeting my experience last night watching this. And some people didn't realize this was my first time to see it. So they're like, is this your first time? Like after a couple of tweets, like, oh yeah. Like, wow, this is really entertaining seeing your response. And at one point, because at first I really hated the actor for Johnny Cage, like, this is awful. And then I realized that they picked probably the perfect guy because they picked a guy who could play a tool really well, because that's kind of Johnny Cage's stick. And then I started to wonder, why is Johnny Cage spelled with the C and not a K? That just seems kind of weird compared to with everything else. I was very happy to see that they did get a Sonya that looked like Sonya. But then they dressed her up as Xena Warrior Princess. Like, okay, you know, if you're going to like remove clothing, at least put her in her aerobics outfit that she had. So that was kind of weird. And then, like, you know, they undid her ponytail and teased her hair all big. Like, no.
This is the 90s.
Come on, leave the ponytail in. She is a military. I don't remember which rank she is at this time. Maybe she's a lieutenant. I'm not sure. But, you know, leave the ponytail or the braid. Put her at least in her aerobics outfit. Come on, if you're going to have to, like, you know, remove clothing, let's do that. At least Johnny Cage made fun of her dress, which I thought was kind of funny. And when I saw Johnny Cage do the split nut punch, I'm like, all right, now this is getting good. And as Liu Kang was fuzz fighting, and I tweeted out, I was like, there better be a bicycle kick. And someone tweeted, well, you're going to be disappointed. And then Matt Green said, oh, just wait for it. And then I saw the bicycle kick against a reptile, which now I know the history behind the recoloring of Sub-Zero and Scorpion to make that reptile. You see, Reptile was originally this little really funky animated thing that was weird, who was kicked into a dead body, and then he reanimated it. And I guess it was like Sub-Zero Scorpion's pieces from when Johnny Cage and Liu Kang messed with him, and up he got the reskin. That's how he got the green tunic. Was because of
Lazy.
that incident. So I burst out laughing, and Sean was like, "What's so funny?" And so like, oh, that's just one of those things that to me it made the movie kind of cool that it brought in so many little things you would only know if you played the game. Of course, then I bitched, if they have Kitana, why don't they have Melina? And Sean said, he's like, well, it's the 90s. They can't have, you know, more than one badass woman. I was like, I guess that's true. They really can't, I suppose. But then, like, the very end, but Raiden, oh my God, Raiden was so bad. The voice modulation that they had on him was just awful. Just awful. And I did love like how the sweatier Liu Kang got, the bigger his hair got. Like, oh, it's frizzy. Must be humid there. It's frizzy.
It was, man, this is like the movie of greatness way back in the day. Now it's, I've actually been on an 80s movie kick, so I've been watching a lot of things like Commando, Terminator, that kind of stuff. You're like, okay, these movies, yeah, they're kind of starting to show their age, but they still hold up pretty well. And then you watch this, you're like, I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin. And then if you watch Mortal Kombat 2, see, what made Mortal Kombat 1 so good back in the day was that it was pretty awesome. The fight scenes were badass, and it had that great music. And for what it was, the dialogue was pretty solid. And then they brought up Mortal Kombat 2, and you're like, oh, I'm so ready. And then the dialogue started to flow, and you're like, my ears can't handle it. It hurts. And it's like their budget must have got cut in half because the CG just got even worse. And it was so rough. By the time you were done watching that movie, you were just like, man, I'm glad I got this out of the dollar bin at the movie rental store. I'm glad I had all weekend to try to get through this because I needed all 3 days just to get through the movie. It was so bad. But let's face it. The ultimate worst movie game ever made, and I'm pretty sure that there is no debate on this, was the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, there is no
I,
debate.
you know
Like,
there was an article like I think 2 weeks ago that I read that said that everybody on the set was actually drunk because it was so bad. Like
that would explain a lot.
people were drinking because they were just they knew the movie
They
was
knew it was bad.
they knew it was so terrible. Oh
Okay,
yeah,
well, when Hot Shots Part Deux had better critical acclaim
Super
than Super
Mario
Mario
Brothers.
Brothers, that's how you know things are bad.
Oh, that I don't even know how they could take that. Even produce, I don't even know, and that's the only movie that Nintendo has ever been like, okay, here's our IP, have your way with it. And you'll notice we have never seen another Nintendo branded movie at all. There's never been a nice dark Zelda, because I think that'd be kind of cool, like a nice
Oh yeah.
Zelda or a Metroid. I think that keep out the first person-y kind of thing. But I think seeing Ridley come to life more than just in video games, I think that'd be awesome too. But man, I don't even know what they were thinking about when they decided, hey, let's do Super Mario Brothers. Oh, let's make Koopas look like stupid, really badly done humans
Chicken heads. I don't. What even?
I don't even know. I don't. There's
Yeah.
By the time you're done watching that, you're just like, I don't even know what the fuck. This is like a bad LSD trip, I think. I think that's exactly what this movie is. If you are to ever experience a bad LSD trip, that would be Super Mario Brothers. I'll bring in one that I think was decent,
Okay.
and it would be the Tomb Raider movie, the first one with Angelina Jolie.
Yes, we actually own that. I bought that for Sean. He likes it for obvious reasons. But
Let's face it, that rope swinging scene at the very beginning, oh, so good.
so I never played a Tomb Raider game at this point, but like I really enjoyed it, because they kind of brought out the Indiana Jones, the female Indiana Jones aspect of it. And yes, her outfit was ridiculous. But at the same time, though, that was probably the first time that we really got to see Lara Croft be a badass character instead of this girl who's like shooting dinosaurs and smacking her boobs on rocks. So, I mean, that, and there was not a love scene. They didn't make her have to, be with somebody. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. We didn't like the second one, but that's usually how things go. So anyway, when you were talking about this, Sean asked me what was the first video game movie, and I just now looked it up, and the first one was Super Mario Brothers. So that way to set the bar high. Way to go. Although I'm looking at what the second one is Double Dragon, and I totally forgot they made a movie about that, and that actually scored lower on Rotten Tomatoes. Super Mario Brother, but do you want to know what scored the lowest on Rotten Tomatoes?
What scored Mortal Kombat 2?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. Alone in the Dark at 1%. I don't know that one.
I did not even know there was a loan. I mean, I've played the game. The game was pretty good, but I had no idea they made a. When did that movie come out?
The 2005.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, so it's out there. Got 1% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the Mortal Kombat Annihilation got 3%. Super Mario Brothers actually got 16%, with Double Dragon getting 8%. So then the next video game movie to release is Street Fighter, and I believe that Van Damme was in this one.
Yes,
Okay.
yes. It was so bad.
I never saw it, but
I
it
mean,
looked bad.
this came out at the highlight of, Street Fighter 2. So, this was Super Nintendo days. I believe this came out right around the time that like Ultra Street Fighter 2 had released or something like that. But man, you were so let down by the characters. And obviously it was a Van Damme movie, so he gets Guile because Guile's all about the kicks, right? Van Damme, all about the kicks.
He doesn't have Guile's hair.
No, they totally shit all over the franchise. It's just like,
Because you gotta, I can't have Guile unless you have a guy who can comb his hair real quick.
right. He's gotta have that nice big poofy spiky. I don't even know what you would call that, but I mean, you have that. You'd expect Bison to be bigger than he was, and
At least Mortal Kombat stuck true to the character design, and I believe how they were. Like, they had it that Liu Kang won the ultimate tournament, up against Shang Tsung, which is how it's supposed to be. It was kind of funny that Johnny Cage was the one to defeat Goro, but it kind of fits because, even Mortal Kombat X, they talk about how he was a prior hero. So it all just kind of fits in. Fits in together. And another cool thing that Matt Green told me over Twitter was that, the Mortal Kombat movie was the first time you got to hear these characters speak, because they didn't really have speaking in the video games up until this point. And their original idea and design for Kano was to be Japanese, but they hired an Australian in the movie, and Ed Boon liked him so much that they turned Kano Australian
Oh, nice.
for the games. Well, the guy they picked for Kano fit the part perfectly. I was like, he t totally looked like Kano. It was amazing. Same with Liu Kang. He looked just like Liu Kang. So I mean, really, for as far as video game movies go, this one was pretty good. It was a fun ride, compared to so many others that have come out that many I haven't seen. But I mean, this one did pretty well. So I'm looking at this list of video game movies. Can we run down the list?
Sure, let's have it.
All right, so first one, we are the Super Mario Brothers, then Double Dragon. I really Gosh, okay. So then Street Fighter.
I remember the poster for Double Dragon, but I never watched it, so I couldn't even.
I mean, oh my gosh! So I just pulled it up, and I shouldn't. It stars Mark Dacascos and Scott Wolfe as Jimmy and Billy Lee, and Alyssa Milano as Marion. Wow. Oh, they put it in a post-apocalyptic setting. Power, justice, darkness, light. Wow, that just looks bad. Okay, closing that real quick. Okay, so then goes Street Fighter, then Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Wing Commander.
Oh, that's on Netflix.
Okay, is it any? It looks like it's bad.
No, it's bad.
Okay, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, Final Fantasy The Spirits Within. I have not seen that either. The first Resident Evil movie, which I know all those movies are pretty bad. Then we got Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, House of the Dead, Resident Evil Apocalypse, Alone in the Dark, Doom. Man, I did not know they made a Doom movie.
Yeah, that featured The Rock. It was, I mean, wow. if you turned your brain off, you could actually kind of get into it. But yeah, it wasn't, it's definitely way better than Mario Brothers or.
Well, that's not saying a lot. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. So closing that. Okay. Blood Rain, Silent Hill, Dead or Alive.
The Silent Hill movie was actually pretty decent.
Postal, Resident Evil Extinction, Hitman, and The Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale.
What the fuck?
That scored very low. Max Payne. See, and when I heard of Max Payne, I had no idea that was a video game prior to it releasing.
That was one of the very first games to introduce bullet time.
Oh, okay. Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. I do remember that movie. I did not go see it. Resident Evil Afterlife, Resident Evil Retribution. Silent Hill Revelation.
That didn't do so well.
Need for Speed, a Need for Speed movie. Really?
It either just came out or it's coming out. It's on
March 14th, 2014.
Just date here. I didn't realize that it was okay.
Because it already has like what it grossed at the box office, and actually grossed a lot at the box office.
Well,
because
it looked like just a standard racing. I mean,
so it looked like another Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, pretty much.
So then what we have coming up is Hitman Agent 47, which releases this week. Ratchet and Clank, which actually I have kind of high hopes for that one because at least it's not going to be a live action and they have all the original voice actors coming in doing it. The Angry Birds movie, please. Warcraft.
Yeah, that's been in the works for so long.
Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed, which that has potential.
Yeah, they have a pretty solid universe, and there's a lot they can do with it. So,
Resident Evil, the final chapter. Dear God, just let that game die. Uncharted, which I don't understand why you're making an Uncharted movie. Just go watch Indiana Jones. I mean, seriously. Yeah. And Metal Gear Solid.
Temple Run, really?
Sly Cooper. Sonic the Hedgehog, please. Mass Effect. That's weird. I'm not even a fan of a Mass Effect movie.
Wow, this is a lot.
Because, well, I mean, Shepard is so personal. So, anyway, it'd be like making a Dragon Age movie. So, what timeline do you go down? You know, to Just Cause, Scorpion Rising, what? Tomb Raider reboot, Deus Ex: Human Revolution. That could be interesting. Splinter Cell, that could not be interesting. Mortal Kombat reboot, okay.
I've heard rumors of that one, actually.
The Last of Us, I had heard of rumors of that. Gran Turismo, so another Fast and the Furious.
Yup.
Shadow of the Colossus.
That would be interesting.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, shit.
Minecraft.
It's just the first half hour is just some dude punching a tree with bloody knuckles.
Oh, I'd watch that. Plants vs. Zombies. Five Nights at Freddy's, which that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
Need for Speed 2.
Oh, it did so well. We have to have a second one.
Okay. All right. The Sims.
So it's just going to be a movie about a bunch of people in a pool with no ladder surrounded by walls and they all die. Best movie ever.
Portal. Half-Life. Whatever. They're not doing anything with Half-Life.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Far Cry. Watch Dogs. Please. Rabbids. Armada. Dante's Inferno. Rampage. Okay, if Rampage doesn't star The Rock, I'm not interested. Tetris. I remember when that was announced. Twisted Metal. So now it's Fast and the Furious with clowns. Metro 2033. That could be interesting.
That could be very interesting.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Dead Space. Castlevania. That could go either way.
Yeah.
Broken Sword. Okay, you gotta be fucking kidding me with these next two.
Okay.
Next three. Next four. Oh my god. Asteroids.
Yeah.
Space Invaders. Jesus. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Cut the Rope. Are you kidding me?
What? That's gotta be just a oh. Okay.
Heavy Rain. All right. Kane and Lynch. Driver. Joust. Okay. Lost Planet. Onimusha. Spy Hunter. See, now they're just trying to like tap into retro. Like Rainbow Six. Pac-Man. A Super Mario Brothers animated film.
Ooh.
Golden Axe. Streets of Rage. Crazy Taxi. Altered Beast. Shinobi. Rise of Nightmares. Virtua Fighter. And The Legend of Zelda.
I don't think we'll ever see a Legend of Zelda.
No, and pretty much all of those except for Resident Evil, Uncharted, Sly Cooper, and Mass Effect all have to be determined. Oh, wait, Last of Us has 2016. Okay, so that's another one. Everything else is to be determined, which says to me probably not.
Probably not going to happen.
Okay, Cut the Rope. Are you fucking kidding me? A little iOS game that's about slicing the ropes so you get candy into this monster's mouth? What?
Angry Birds. Nothing like playing birds against pigs. I mean, okay,
at least there's like a backstory to that about the pigs taking their eggs.
I don't know. This is why you don't make movies out of video games, people.
This is why I drink. Okay, I'm closing this.
I drink some more, but I'm fresh out, so my beer's now.
Oh, you know what was never on this list?
Huh.
Tron. Tron has to be the first one. Right?
That's,
because that was 80s.
Yeah, because Super Mario Brothers, if that was the first one, if that's the first one that they're considering. Yeah.
Yeah, because Super Mario Brothers, let's see, Tron was released in 1982.
That's yeah, that was. Game.
Yeah, no, the movie was released in 1982.
Was it? Because I have.
Yes.
Okay.
Produced by Walt, yes, by Walt Disney. Starring Jeff Bridges, 1982. Because I remember the arcade game. So.
You mean Snake?
No. There was actually a Tron arcade game. Maybe that. Maybe it came. Okay, that was maybe one of it was Snake. But you actually not the light cycle. Come on, man! You're killing me here.
Kill me, Chris. You're ruining it. Yeah, I'm surprised that and Tron was actually a really good movie. So.
And probably the first movie that was about video games, aside from Tron. Well, Tron was a movie based on a video game, but the first movie about video games, I think, was War Games.
Oh, War Games. Would you like to play a game?
I like that movie. I still like that movie.
It's still a solid movie.
It's outdated severely, but it's still a pretty good movie. One of Matthew Broderick's first.
Why? Because they pick up the phone and put it on the modem.
On the modem, the size of the mainframe. I don't know.
Oh, it's such a blast from technology past. It shows you just how far we can come.
The green and black screen, you know. Little things.
So, Carrie.
Yes.
Tell me you haven't been playing any games that are disappointing.
I haven't been. I had to think about it. I was like, what have I? No, I really haven't. Because I actually finally, you know, hooked up playing Halo with Drew. So, you know, we had a lot of fun doing that, although he and I were both yelling at Cortana to shut up. Probably the funniest moment that we had was the second or third mission, where you're having to kill all these enemies because you're trying to get on their grav lift to go back up on their ship. Oh. And I don't remember why we're hijacking the ship. You know, we're on the Halo. We're trying to hijack their ship for whatever reason. So we clear out all these enemies, and then we run towards the grav lift, and then two hunters come down. He and I both went, nope, like that.
I have a similar experience. Mike and I are playing, and I've just recently played through the first campaign, so I knew that those hunters were there. I was up on the turret, and Blake was Blake runs down and sits on the lift, and all of a sudden all these enemies start coming out, and he's like, wait, what are you doing? So I'm killing enemies. He's like, oh, you have a good point there. And then the enemies go away, and he runs back down and gets on the grav lift. I was like, oh god, this is gonna, he's like, what the, oh shit. It's like, yeah, because I've already done this. It was so good.
But we had a really good system. Like, one person, because we were on opposite turrets, so one person was shooting at them, so while they had their shield up, the other person would hit them from behind.
My favorite thing was that friendly fire was, you know, because friendly fire is on.
Yes.
In the first Halo game. Yeah, every once in a while, I just...
Drew didn't know.
Well, I would every once in a while just nonchalantly walk up behind Blake and just take the butt of my gun and... I'm pretty sure he was sticking grenades to me, because there were times where I'd be in a hallway, also I'd just blow up, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Because I went up behind Drew, and I was like, hey, I need to see something for a second. He goes, what? I just went, boom. Killed him. He's like, what the hell? Look, friendly fire is on. We can move on. He's like, that was such a dick move.
Hey, you just had to verify for later, right?
That happened to me when I was playing a Halo, the Anniversary Edition on Xbox 360. I was playing with my good friend Jarrett, and he said, hey, back up here for a second. I need to try something out. I was like, okay. He shot me in the back with a shotgun. He goes, oh, yeah, friendly fire is on. I'm like, you dick.
this playthrough is going to be so much entertainment. So much entertainment value. I'm just killing Blake for no apparent reason.
But we're actually talking to each other and, you know, making a good system to, you know, help each other out, because we're trying to get through this as fast as possible, because apparently Drew has never played through Halo 2 before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so he's only played the first Halo and Halo 3. I was like, well, you're kind of missing a good chunk. And with where he's reading in the Halo books, he's like, I think this would make more sense to me if I played Halo 2. I'm like, just slightly. Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit. So he and I are going to play again tonight. Nice. So I did play a little bit of the Mortal Kombat card game. Like, I would remember to check in at night on my vacation, because I want to, you know, get the card of the day. It's called Test Your Luck, and you flip over a card, and whatever card you pick, that's what you get. So it's like either coins or a level up or sometimes a character. So I'm still playing through that, because I still have a lot of fun playing that game. It's stupid, but I like it. And all I can say is that I did start playing the Gears of War Ultimate Edition last night. That's all I can say.
I know what I can say. I can say, you suck. You suck.
I'm not allowed to say anything else about it until Monday. But I have it, and...
Carrie, how is it?
Yeah. It's Gears of War. I can say that when I played it, because I finally got to play it for the first time last night. I got it Tuesday, And I wasn't able to play it. No, I got it Monday. I wasn't able to play it Monday night because Sean had to go do something and the kids were going nuts. Anyway, so I didn't get to play it. So I played it last night. I was like, okay, I've had to get back into the groove of Gears because it's different from other shooters. And because I already got the perfect reload achievement, because I'm sorry, I remembered that. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this is really awesome. They did clean up a lot. And they have done more work aside from the facelift.
Oh.
I can't. One thing I will say is that I can confirm that Dom no longer has a case of the stupids.
Oh.
So when I did the Berserk fight last night, remember, it's like you have to get her to follow you to go outside so you can do the Hammer of Dawn. And I remember that took me like forever the first time because Dom kept getting killed. He stayed out of the way.
Oh.
This time. Yeah, he didn't die once.
Oh, way to go, Dom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for this game to come out.
Yeah, the multiplayer is different, too.
What's that? What's
yeah, that? They got different multiplayer modes. So, yeah, it's really? same old Gears. It's really fun. I really wish I was playing with somebody else because I hate having to revive Dom's ass. But... because I forgot in the first one that when they're down, they don't crawl to you.
Yeah. They just sit there and bleed out.
Yeah. So you have to... And they don't bleed out on their own. But, someone can come up to them and curb stomp them. So you do have to go and take care of them. I was like, Dom, no, honey. You're by the turret. Can you please crawl this way to me so I don't have to go up to the turret and risk me getting killed? Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry and I'm not sorry at the same time. I was so surprised, like I even got a review code. So we'll see if this game scares the crap out of me, because I've only played it once and it scared the shit out of me when I played it years ago. Because it's more of a horror game than the others. Was that in the first one or the second one?
I believe it's the first one.
No, the first one also has the krill. They didn't really have those in the others. Because that was the one where it's in the dark. If you step out of underneath the roof, suddenly you get killed and you have no idea what happened.
Gears. Yeah. Oh, Gears.
But when it releases, I'll play again with you because I want to play co-op.
I'm all about it.
Just because it'd be nice to not have to worry about AI. Just, you get to worry about my dumbass.
Well, as long as friendly fire isn't on and I don't have a reason to just accidentally kill you.
No, I don't. I'm pretty sure there's... maybe you can turn friendly fire on, but I didn't see that. Oh. I don't want friendly fire on because the guys do have a habit of walking right in front of me as I'm shooting. Which, of course, Marcus yells, down in front. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so... he was like, well, at least... So they fixed some of the AI issues. They don't get killed as easily, but they don't help you out either.
Fucking game.
Although I was telling Udosh earlier that I did yell at Anya last night because I said I was playing that berserker part, and you have to get her out. You have to lure her outside because she's blind. But she can smell and hear you, so you have to rev up your chainsaw or shoot at her. You get her to charge and break down doors so you can get her to go outside. There's three doors, the magic three, to get out. And then when you get outside, but the satellites are only overhead for 5 minutes. So while you're trying to lure her to go outside, there's also a countdown timer going. As soon as you get outside, Anya is in your ear saying, "You don't have much time." I'm like, "I know, bitch, but I am a little busy right now. I got this thing running at me, just come on, woman. Give me a minute here."
Oh, this is why people talking to you in your ear is a bad thing.
Well, just just when I got this, I don't know, hulking beast who, when she touches you, you're automatically killed. just little things like that. It's like I don't know that there's not a... I don't have enough time because there's not a clock counting down in front of my face. I'm very well aware that I only have 2 minutes left to kill her. Okay, just give me a minute here. She's trying to kill me. And I'm trying to make sure Dom does not get in her way and get killed in the process.
Oh, snap.
But what about you?
Let's see. I played some Mortal Kombat X. Started trying out Tremor just to see how he played. Not feeling him. He's more of a brawler, basically. Okay. But he does have a couple like fireball thingies. But it's cool because he has that whole rock thing going on. So, like, you know, he's got the magma rock, and then sometimes he's got the just like the earthquake rock. And he's a big, cool character, but not nearly as cool as like Predator or Jason were. So,
yeah.
So I've been doing that again. Obviously, did some Halo Master Chief. Did that with Blake. I think we did it like a Saturday night. And we ended up, we were playing, and then we got to a part where we started getting our ass handed to us, and then like we finally got past that part, and then both of us died in a hallway, and it reset us back at the very beginning of that whole situation. We're like, what the fuck? We were both like, really? That just really happened. The checkpoint was 2 centimeters longer, and just further out, we would have had it. Nope. So did that. It is a lot of fun.
A couple of times where I was just like, yeah, we're not doing this. I'm running. And if you want to stay back and take care of this, go on ahead. But I'm going to get us through the checkpoint.
Yeah. That's what ended up happening. Like when I was playing with another friend, that's what he ended up doing. Because we would just start getting swarmed. And he's like, fuck it. And he just ran ahead. And I was like, okay, great. So yeah, it's fun just because I can walk up behind Blake every once in a while and just put the butt of my gun and just put him down. Is always entertaining. And then I steal his Needler. I always feel better about it.
Oh my gosh, you're awful.
Don't play games with me. I'm a dick. So I also played some more Forza Horizon 2. I definitely, man, this is like the racing game that I've been wanting for quite a while. I played a lot of the crew, and you know, it was a good game, but this is a lot more fun. I don't know if it's because I'm not just trying to uncover the entire country as far as the map and like where you can go and find all the hidden cars and all that, but there's something about this, it's just a lot more entertaining and fun. So very much enjoying the Forza Horizon 2. Really looking forward to Forza 6. So just because they're two different games, right? You know, Forza is all about the open world, well, open-ish world, drive around, kind of explore, where Forza primary is much more track racing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the Forza 6.
And that comes out next month, right?
Yeah, like soonish. I'm totally kosher with it coming out next month because I won't be able to buy it. Well, I can buy it, but I'll be traveling so much that it'll give me time to wait for the reviews, because my only fear about the Forza game is that it's going to be so locked under DLC and all sorts of microtransactions. I know that there's like 450 cars, but I'm like, okay, so how many of these fucking cars are under, you know, 99-cent paywalls?
Right.
So I can avoid the hype of being like, I'm going to go get Forza because I'm going to go play it for the entire week, and then be like, oh, no, I can't because I leave Wednesday morning for X thing. So anyway. Also played Destiny, played that with my brothers, pre-ordered the new Destiny expansion that's coming out, The Taken King. Really looking forward to that because it looks like they really did a... They're finally fully embracing the fact that this is a FPS MMO. So we'll see. The stuff that I've been seeing, they have a reveal trailer in about an hour, so I'm going to have my lunch, and then I'm going to sit in for the hour-long reveal trailer, and then I'm going to bake my zucchini bread. So adulting. Kind of
adulting.
See, also played more Journey. Game is fucking fantastic on PlayStation 4. Even if you're curious on this one, or you've already bought it, you obviously now own it for PS4. Definitely worth a playthrough again because the visuals and the sound are just that much better. So good. Then I played Her Story, which you'll hear more about hopefully next week when we do our Book of the Month Club.
Yeah, I need to play that.
The only thing that I will really say is I don't see what all the hype is about, and it bored the shit out of me within the first half hour.
Oh, ouch.
So we'll get more into that later, but yeah. I saw a lot of people raving about it, and it's a neat idea as far as how to deliver story, I guess, but the whole thing just felt like keyword search simulator on YouTube.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
That's exactly, it's why I got so bored of it within the first. I was just like, okay, well,
Did you finish it?
yeah. I finished it in an hour 45, 2 hours, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, and I'll try to, if I'm not totally crocked at that point, I'll try to get into it in a little more detail. But there's several things that make it really easy. And it was like, for those that don't know, her story is a, you basically like a cop and you watch videos of two sisters. And there's a murder going on, and you basically just use a database and you search up based off of keywords, and then it brings up videos. You watch the videos and you try to hunt it down. But yeah, I was like, okay, well, that was a keyword because she kind of emphasized that one. That's another keyword. And then you didn't even have to do a whole lot because you could just keep searching the same keyword and it would just bring up all these. It would keep, because it looks like a computer from the 90s. So obviously, their key word searching database is very so good. But you just keep searching. Like I searched for murder and it would bring up a couple videos and I'd search for murder again. It'd bring like two that I'd already watched and then it'd bring up a third one. I was like, really? Okay. So I'll watch this one and then do it again. Eventually, you just get all movies that you've watched and you just keep moving on. And it's just like, so
Okay, well.
don't know that it, to me this is like a way for it to be a PlayStation Plus thing or go on super Steam sale. To me, it was not worth the, I think it was like $15. So I have it on Steam.
Yeah, that's what I have it on is Steam.
Yeah, yay.
Oh well.
Don't, I mean, you may enjoy it,
Yeah.
but to me, I was like, I felt like I was doing a whole YouTube. You know how every once in a while you go on YouTube and you're like, I'm gonna look up this. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's really, oh, I'm gonna look that. And then all of a sudden you just get stuck in this like vortex of YouTube searching.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty entertaining because you always find some really crazy shit. But this is, you're like, I'm waiting for the good shit. And there's just, I was just, it's like, where's the cat videos? Just give me the cat videos. So with that, it's lunch o'clock. My beer is empty, and
It's lunch
obviously,
o'clock.
I'm gonna just keep day drinking. So take us home.
Yeah, I'm starving. All right. And it's so quiet because first day of school is today, so this is kind of nice. I don't have to do lunch for anybody besides me. Okay.
Yay! Hey, that means you can sip in, sneak in like a little glass of wine with your lunch.
I got so much work to do today. Sorry, I have to adult.
The grammar Nazis can take care of the rest of that later.
Okay, sure. All right. You can leave us a comment here if there's something you'd like us to talk about. I actually got a couple of suggestions for the next couple of podcasts.
I
So
did see that.
I don't know when we'll get to them because Chris is going to be traveling, but we will work this out. Or if you have a question about anything coming up, you can email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. You can follow each of us on Twitter. Chris is at Starvin, I am at Crunchy Chocobo, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask that you keep on reading SGR. We're not really reviewing some strategy guides right now, but we're about to get to the crazy season. It's happening. And actually, right now, since I'm playing the Gears of War Ultimate Edition, I do have my strategy guide out to make sure that it still follows through. Like, are the cog tags in the right place? And the strategy's still pretty sound. So it won't be
Nice.
like a formal review, but it'd be nice just to make, you know, it's like, hey, yes, your old guide, if you still have it, will still work if you need it.
It holds up well.
That's right. It does.
And that's all that matters.
For me, anyway, yes. All right, and with that, I guess we will catch you next time, hopefully next week.
Hopefully. And with that, we're out. Peace.